So again, roughly 37 million Americans are identified as earning less than the income threshold. And so therefore, they are considered by our U.S. Department as falling into the category of poor, poverty. And so that 37 million, that is roughly one in seven Americans. One in seven Americans are considered to be living below the poverty line. So if we listen to our politicians when they come before us and they talk about one in seven Americans are living in dire straits, their situation is chronic depravity or desperation, we're making policies based on one in seven Americans. However, this report that just came out says only 2% have severe physical problems to their home. So that's not one in seven. That's actually one in 500. That's a big difference to make policies based on one in seven Americans versus one in 500 Americans. Now, is this to say we don't help the one in 500? No. Is this to say that we absolutely do not recognize the 3% of those who classify themselves as homosexuals? No. And pretend that these issues are not all around us? No. It doesn't mean we stick our head in the sand. But what it does mean is that policies should not be based on sensationalism, emotions, and misinformation. These are policies that are going to have a significant impact for years to come. So I just think that is such a profound kind of recognition of understanding as we get ready to go into this war and into this political season, really get into the political season as we round out. As we come to the end of summer, we're really going to be in the throes of it all, I'm sure. And these are just two of the hot buttons that all of our politicians, especially on the Democratic side, is going to be talking about. This equality in the homosexual community and this war on poverty. And when they begin to bring up these issues, do not take them at face value. They're politicians. They're doing what they're doing because their goal is to be elected. So you have to when you have to take into consideration that they're trying to get elected and they're trying to pull on the emotional heartstrings of Americans. And so when you're listening, take into consideration what are the facts, take into consideration the agenda that the person may have who's speaking to you, but then also take into consideration the facts. And this goes back to what we were talking about at the opening of our show today. And that is being engaged, waking up from our slumber, getting our minds to working, reading and thinking, challenging ourselves to expand beyond the information that we have. And if you're one of those people, because I meet a lot of Americans who are very informed, we have a lot of information, but now we need to move past information to application. And the way we do that application piece is that we walk outside of our home, get outside of our bubble, outside of our comfort zone, and begin to talk to our neighbors about these various topics. Today, we're talking about the war on poverty and how many Americans truly are, how many Americans actually identify as homosexuals. But whatever the topic may be of that day, go out, challenge yourself to go out and talk to your neighbors, go to the school board meetings, stand up and have these conversations. When you go to the bake, it was interesting. It did not last very long, but even Starbucks got into the business of trying to change the mindset of people. Remember, they had, I don't know what they called it, but they had for a very brief time where their employees would engage their customers on these very weighty topics, just kind of start the conversation. If Starbucks can do it, surely those who are listening to this station are informed enough, because this station is all about informing, all about the facts, and all about trying to present a clear case for truth and being a responsible American. Surely you have the information. What we need to start doing now, what we really need to do, is begin to do application, not just information. collection, reading more books, listening to more and more of these types of commentaries. But now we need to move into the business of application, walking outside of our bubble, beginning to talk to people. So now we want to hear what you have to say. So give us a call, email us. And again, this is Kathy Barnett. You're listening on WFYL AM 1180. And I am so grateful to have this opportunity just to be able to come and talk to you today. And I want to encourage, my whole point is to encourage people to begin to wake up from their slumber, to begin to engage the culture in which we live in. Because from a layman perspective, we are losing this battle, it looks, on the outside. But now we understand, right, at the end of the day, none of this is taking our God by accident or by surprise. All of this is according to his plans, his purposes. And yet, although it is according to his plan and his purposes, you and I have a role to play. How are we going to play out the role that God has called us to play? You are not called to sit on your couch. We're not called to just go to work, provide a roof over our family's head, provide three square meals. We are called to engage our culture. And who else better to engage our culture than those who know the truth? So give us a call. You are listening to AM 1180 WFYL. This is Kathy Barnett. And I believe my better half in this radio station is coming in. And so we will see you in a moment.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
20th Century Fox made a motion picture entitled A Man Called Peter, about the life of U.S. Senate Chaplain Peter Marshall, who was born this day, May 27, 1902. He immigrated from Scotland, was ordained a Presbyterian minister, and became a U.S. citizen in 1938. His son is the well-known author of The Light and the Glory. During a critical moment, Senate Chaplain Peter Marshall opened a session of Congress with the prayer, God of our fathers, whose almighty hand hath preserved our nation, may it ever be understood that to the extent America honors thee, wilt thou bless America.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. In many ways, Memorial Day has become like so many other Monday holidays, simply an excuse for an extended weekend to relax or have fun. But like other holidays, Memorial Day does have a much deeper meaning, as we remember those who gave their lives to give us the liberty and security that we now enjoy. This Memorial Day week, I believe we would do well to not only remember those sacrifices, but to dedicate ourselves to helping make our nation all that it should be. If we are to continue to ask our best young people to risk their lives for us and our nation, let us here at home do what we can to restore righteousness and virtue. Let's stand up for the sanctity of life, for traditional marriage, and for religious liberty. Let's work to bring moral principles back to the public square. That is a worthy tribute this and every Memorial Day.
In Psalm 62, King David says, "Truly my soul waits upon God, and from him comes my salvation." He says, "God only is my rock, my security, my defense, and because of this, I can remain steadfast and confident in times of trouble." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. As we look around this nation, we witness evil and persecution increasing against God's people, just what David saw. People were plotting mischief against each other, conspiring against God and trampling the truth. Rulers were lying and hypocritical, flattering in public, but cursing in private. But David said, "Take heart. Men of such character are vanity and self-deceived, and God will reward them accordingly." In such times, David says, "Trust in God at all times. Pour out your heart before him, for he is our refuge." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you if you can say with David, "Power, authority, and blessing belong to God. My soul waits upon him. My expectation comes from him."
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Hello, and welcome back to 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. This is Kathy Barnett and Michael Levin, and so excited to have you here. I love our intro music, Michael.
I'm glad you like it.
I kind of want to rock out.
Kathy's been doing a great job with the show this morning, and she's a fireball. She really is, and she's just been doing a great job. So you've been really bringing up some good points and talking this morning. This is It's a New Day on 1180 WFYL. You could call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. But Kathy really been doing a good job this morning. So way to go there. We're liking having you here, Kathy. And
I'm loving it. Loving being here.
And she just brings an air of freshness to the studio, doesn't she? She just does. And she brings a freshness of perspective. I mean, who wants to hear just me chiming on about how I view things? It's good to have someone else in the studio. And you could call, let your voice be heard as well. It's 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. Kathy, you wanted to talk about something else this morning. I think we both need to talk about it.
I thought it was very interesting. It's very sad. It truly is a very sad commentary. But over the weekend, you may have heard 29 shootings, 9 fatal over the Memorial Day weekend in Baltimore. 29 shootings over the Memorial Day weekend, 9 of those shootings fatal. It's a really bad commentary. And then the mayor recently came out saying she's disappointed, something like that.
They can't make their minds up whether they want active, because this is because of everything. Everyone knows it's because of everything that's happened in Baltimore. The police have even admitted that they're just basically not patrolling as intensely as they normally would have because of everything that is happening. And you know what? I mean, if your mayor is not going to be 100% behind you, I mean, because these 6 officers are getting charged. Now, how are they getting charged? There's got to be evidence that we don't know about. There has to be evidence we don't know about, because that's the only reasonable thing I could think of as to why they would even get charged with any crime in the first place. Because you're talking about 6 different officers that probably handled Freddie Gray all at different times, that put him in the van. It wasn't 6 of them putting him in the van. It was probably 2 of them putting him in the van. Probably another 2 who were helping in apprehending them. They may have just been one of them who was a bystander.
But now you have the federal government coming into this situation, and they need something. They didn't get it in Ferguson. They didn't get it with, the name of the gentleman is escaping me right now, but the gentleman who said he couldn't breathe and died in New York City. They couldn't get a conviction in any of these other scenarios to warrant the riots, the mayhem, the foolishness that was going on. They need something now. So on one side, let's say, they know something we don't know. But on the other hand, you recognize this whole Black Lives Matter movement and the way that it's playing out on the streets of our communities is just sheer mayhem. And now they need something to attach itself.
And Kathy, you're Black. Can I say that? Is that all right?
Yes.
Is
that okay to say? You don't miss anything.
I guess not. Is that okay, or am I gonna, or am I, am
I? I don't know if you're politically correct.
Not even politically correct. Am I gonna I don't know. Am I gonna? I don't even know.
I am Black. Yay.
You are. I mean, well, am I gonna lose credence with my arguments now? Am I going to just be a bigot that I called you Black? I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You think about, because I honestly don't care. I mean, I don't look at it as the color of your skin. I mean, quite frankly, you just got more of a tan than I do. You know? But, I mean, seriously, it doesn't matter. It really, and this is left over, I think, from the older generation, okay? And they're grasping at something, and it's being passed down in a lot of communities. They're grasping to try, because honestly, I could say for my generation, racism may have been prevalent in the baby boomer generation just because it was an older generation. Those are the struggles they had to deal with. But in my generation, I want to say less than maybe 3% are actually genuinely racist.
Yeah,
people know that's true.
And that would be a really good commentary, you know, for that to be the case. Now, does color, each of us, you know, I mean, I'm a woman. I mean, newsflash, mm-hmm. right?
Newsflash.
But being a woman, it has
a very feminine-sounding voice.
Yes,
we deducted that.
I love being a woman. Even when I was in a very masculine role in Wall Street, I made a conscious decision to maintain my femininity. I love being a woman and did not feel as though I needed to divest myself of it or be ashamed of it. It is who I am.
And what's wrong with that,
and
by the
being
way?
Being a woman has defined me to a certain extent. I'm not only a woman, but I am a woman, and that has defined me to a certain extent. It has defined, there are certain places I go, certain places I don't go. There's a particular way that I handle myself and carry myself because I am specifically a woman. And so it has defined me, kind of like being, I hate using this word, short. I like to... versus tall. It has given me a perspective that I would not have had
S
I been
word.
Tall.
Short.
The doctor was asking me how tall I am, and I had to admit I've lied so much about my height. I really did not know what my true height was. I've always stretched it, like another inch or two. But I mean, and it's the same way, I'm bringing levity into it, but it's the same way with the color of my skin. Being black is not all that I am, but it is definitely a part of who I am. And it provides a perspective on the world that I probably would not have had. And then, growing up in the South as well, it gives, it kind of rounds us out. The issue that we're having is mm-hmm. that for so many people, you're only black or you're only white
right.
or you're only a woman. So I'm a feminist or you're only this,
right.
A conservative or you're only a Christian. I'm a collage. We're all collages. And
right.
all of these things kind of shape our view of the world.
See, I hate, I even, this whole idea of race, different races and things like that. I'm kind of like, listen, we're all humans. We're all humans. And why in the world? Because yeah. we almost treat it like, what are we, different classes of human? I'm a white human. You're a black human. What does that mean, that we are inextricably different? Does that mean that we are separated somehow because we're just different colors? I mean, we're all, and people forget that. It's like they put themselves in classes, whether it's black, white, homosexual,
yes,
a female, male, they put themselves in different classes. Yeah, there's differences. There's practical differences between men and women, and there's even cultural differences around the whole world as far as it, because not to mention Asians were in slang was used. They were called yellow. Okay, so and that's slang and that's derogatory. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you should go around insulting your Asian friends. I don't insult my Asian friends. I have Asian friends too. Contrary to popular opinion, I don't know if that's your opinion or not. But so it doesn't matter.
We're humans.
Different classes
we're
of humans. I know, exactly.
And I think it's so wonderful when you look at it from the perspective of eternity that God is not monolithic. He's a
right.
God of pizzazz. He didn't make just one vanilla cream or one chocolate, but he has given color. He's given expression through that. And I think it's to be celebrated, right?
I love how you're using vanilla cream and chocolate there to describe the different.
Yes.
That's not. Yeah, no, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, and you don't have to deny yourself because I am black. My children and I just went on an event where we had the opportunity to walk through the Underground Railroad. So I recognize it. It's not all of who I am, but it is definitely a part of me, right? So,
of course.
Thank you for listening. Stay with us. You're listening to It's a New Day on AM 1180 WFYL.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. you're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
West Norriton Township.
Norriton Township.
This is AM 1180.
AM 1180.
WFYL.
King of Prussia.
Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A sports scandal that spans the globe with top soccer officials accused of corruption.
Definitely FIFA welcomes this process.
A spokesman for FIFA, soccer's governing body, after raids today in Switzerland and in the U.S., Attorney General Loretta Lynch will hold a news conference later this morning. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with more live.
Well, the 47-count indictment comes from the U.S. since prosecutors say that is where the alleged crimes occurred, and a raid occurring at offices in Miami. Nine high-ranking FIFA officials have been indicted. Seven executives were arrested earlier today in Zurich. The charges include racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. The officials were in Switzerland because FIFA is set to elect its president on Friday. That election reportedly going ahead as planned. Now, if convicted of racketeering, they face up to 20 years in prison. Lisa.
Thanks, Tanya. Rescue crews still searching the floodwaters in devastated parts of Texas.
I've been here 33 years, and I have never seen water like this.
Reverend David Roschke lives in Houston, where five deaths are confirmed, at least 17 deaths in all in Texas and Oklahoma. 46 Texas counties declared disasters by the governor and more storms in today's forecast for the southern plains. ISIS taking advantage of a big sandstorm to launch suicide attacks on Iraq's army, which is set to try to retake Ramadi and other key areas of Anbar province where the sandstorm hit. The ISIS attacks killing at least 17 Iraqi troops. Do chimps have the same rights as people? That's essentially the question before New York's Supreme Court today.
The Non-Human Rights Project has brought several cases like this before the New York Supreme Court. The organization says many researchers have opposed their efforts because it would qualify some animals as more than just property.
Fox Radio's Grinnell Scott. The New York case centers on Hercules and Leo, two chimpanzees living at a state university on Long Island. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Epics takes you inside the explosive Silk Road investigation.
Thousands of drugs came through the website.
But behind the government's case...
The jury will decide a case that could impact the future of internet privacy.
...lies a shocking secret.
Government overstepped their boundaries to acquire the info they claim they have.
Who will protect you?
This is not the end.
Deep Web, an Epics original documentary, premieres Sunday, May 31st at 8, only on Epics. Check local listings or go to epics.com for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
President's executive action on immigration that could spare up to 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation remains blocked for now by a federal appeals court.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has denied a request from the administration to lift an order blocking the executive actions. The judges write, lifting the temporary hold could substantially harm the states, since things like driver's licenses and other benefits would be difficult to take away should the lawsuit prevail.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern, 26 states have sued. The appeals court decision isn't a ruling on the merits of the executive action, but it hints at that, saying the action confers lawful presence on a class of unlawfully present aliens. Training, transparency, and a federal monitor, part of reforms for Cleveland police as part of a settlement with the Justice Department.
It will define who we are as a people and who we are as a city.
Mayor Frank Jackson says the agreement will be a catalyst to ensure change. It still needs approval from a federal judge. Too much noise can lead to too much weight.
Living near a busy road or an airport can multiply the risk of obesity. Research in the British Medical Journal finds that as decibel exposure goes up, inches are added to the waistline. The reason is what noise does to sleep.
Sleep and weight are intimately linked. We know that people who do shift work tend to gain weight. They are more likely to develop something called insulin resistance. And with this comes the tendency to weight gain.
Sleep specialist Dr. Kirsty Anderson, diabetes could also be part of the fallout. The more noise, the less sleep, the greater the stress. The study is considered the first research into the effect of noise pollution on waistlines. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
Another pollution crisis for Beijing, this time wastewater into local streams. Employees of a pesticide company and its contractors have been thrown in jail. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Girls' Day Out alert. Make plans to attend the Lancaster Women's Expo Saturday, May 30th from 9 to 2 p.m. at Millersville University. Health and wellness, shopping, demonstrations, fashion update, technology, and giveaways make for a must-attend event. There is no entry fee, so come on out and plan on having a great time. Go to agreatwaytospendmyday.com for more information.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.